do some news coming up?
At 2 o'clock. No.
Well, thank you, Richard.
That's right. Another lazy Thursday afternoon here at WGXC.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Ellen. Ellen, by the way, is Ellen Thurston.
And Tom is the famous Thomas DiPietro.
Oh, please. Not well, famous. No.
He's semi-famous.
Yes, I'll accept that.
And I'm Jake Ebel. Tune in to the Thursday afternoon show from 4 to 6 p.m. on WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Rich, where are
we'll turn that up here. You can introduce your show.
Is it on now?
Yeah.
What's on the signal?
You are on.
If you see the little bouncing guys when you talk, you're in.
This is Richard Roth.
And I'm Eva Wortel. We've switched seats. We switched switched roles here.
Switched
and it's a little hectic. But we'll do it. And this is our fall 2018 pullover pledge drive. And Richard, how are you?
Well, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. What is the name of your show? Come on, introduce your show.
Oh, okay. My show is called The Passage, and normally it would be on at this hour. It is an interview show with artistic types. My next show is the great musician, cellist, Yehuda Hanani, who I haven't interviewed yet, but he's been on the station a few times, but I'm doing a longer interview. And the visual artists around here, primarily, the last one was Margaret Saliski and Tony Thompson, artists who have been in Hudson for 20 years or more. And the cartoonist Bill Griffith has been on my show. Zippy, R.O. Blackman, who has drawn many New Yorker covers. Just when people are having an art show, especially, I'm apt to invite them on.
You do a preview, Jason. Is this yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're switching seats and microphones and headphones and positions. It's kind of like musical chairs in here. And so we are, as I said, we are in day two of our pullover pledge drive. And Richard, I'll ask you, what's your idea of pullover pledge drive? What does that mean to you?
Well, I think pulling over has something to do with driving a car. And you pull over when you want to text or turn on the radio or whatever.
If you hear something on the radio that you absolutely, like, you just have to, like, stop and listen to it, or you want to make your contribution, so you have to pull over and that call.
That would be ideal.
That would be ideal.
These 2 weeks.
And if somebody were to pull over and dial 518-697-7400, for example, which happens to be the number for WGXC, during the pullover pledge drive, what would they be calling to do?
they would be calling to... We would like to find 250 subscribing members who will pledge to contribute something between $5 and $15 a month automatically through an automatic withdrawal, so that the station has a sort of support base to depend upon to pay them mere salaries and rather high expenses of running a radio station in terms of transmitters and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we want you to pull over and pledge.
Right, and the number to call is 518-697-7400. And more figuratively, if you're on your computer and doing whatever it is you're doing, whether you're working or doing some research or just ordering something online, you can pull over and to the WGXC website, that's WGXC.org, and if you add a /donate, you'll go right to the donate page where you can also make your financial commitment, your investment in your community radio station, WGXC, and become a sustaining supporter right there online.
Now, this is some sort of a secure situation?
Oh, it's completely secure. It's completely secure. It's done through the PayPal system. But you don't have to have it's easy to set up a PayPal account if you want and do it directly through PayPal. But you can also just do it through your credit card or your bank account. PayPal is a particularly secure situation. So ordinarily what you would do is with PayPal, even if you have an account with PayPal, it has to be connected to your source, your financial source anyway. So you would be connecting the same credit card or bank account that you would otherwise just apply directly to the withdrawal. But it's just basically an employer or Social Security or some other entity would make a direct deposit into your account, this would be making a direct withdrawal from your account at whatever amount you designate. And you can always change it. You can always make it more. You can always make it less. And it also doesn't preclude your ability to make another one-time donation of a larger amount to WGXC. This just ensures us that we have, that we know what our, we can base our operating expenses
confidently.
That's exactly the word I was looking for. You know, knowing that we have a certain amount to work with, as opposed to never knowing from one pledge drive to the next, our operating capital changes. And so it creates a much more secure situation for us.
Also eliminates the need for pledge drives all the time.
That's exactly right. We can act. Wow, that door is loud.
We really need to get a door, whatchamacallit.
Something, yeah, a door whatchamacallit. Whatchamacallit, that's the word I was looking for too. But, so growing a community of sustaining supporters is really vital to keeping us on the air and keeping us going. Right now, let's see, we started our pledge drive yesterday, and I'm going to tell you right now, looking at and you can do this too, all of our listeners can do this by going to WGXC.org, right there on our homepage or on any page. There's a little pop-out that says, pull over pledge drive. Will you join us? October 10th to 23rd. And we have 12 out of 250 new sustaining supporters. WGXC seeks to welcome 250 new monthly sustaining supporters to ensure the station's longevity. Okay? And it's an investment. It's a vote of confidence and it's an investment. But with our overall pledge drive is still for $25,000. 250, just for an example, 250 new sustaining supporters at $10 a month can help us get to that amount.
I don't have a pencil to do the math.
Here, but have this, and here's this. You can do the math. But it will help us. It will go a long way. So we'll really, our need to do these pledge drives will be much less. And that's good for all of us. It's good for us as programmers because we really would prefer to be able to just continue with our regular programming and not have to get on the air and do this. And it's better for our listeners, too, to not have to hear this until we achieve our financial objective, our financial needs. What you got there?
I've got it completely wrong. Let me start over.
Would you like to use a calculator?
Let me
get my calculator happening here. I know. It's really embarrassing. I went to a science and math high school, and my math skills have just, like, I haven't used them in the course of my life very much, and all of the things that I learned. That's it.
How many subscribers did you say? 120?
250. Say just for example, at $10 a month, okay, so that's right. 120.
That's $30,000.
$30,000, okay, so, yeah, that would get us ahead of the game for next year. We still need to achieve $25,000 total by the end of this year.
Now, so, what do people get for the trouble of donating to WGXC?
Is it trouble? For making the effort?
For making the effort.
Well, knowing that they are supporting media that cannot be accessed any other way. There is no other entity like community radio.
For example, congressional race, you hear practically nothing on the radio other than WGXC about the race between Fazio and Delgado, because there's somebody who cares enough to cover these things. It's a particularly, have you been following that, the commercials that they're running against Delgado?
I actually have not.
Oh, well, they're running these absolutely racist commercials.
I'm aware of them, but I don't know.
Party. That, you know, because he had a rap album. And
way back whenever. Right.
Yeah, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago maybe. But they are saying he's not one of us. And you know, it's really ugly. The Guardian in London had an article about this very thing today, mm-hmm. about and they said that they contacted Fazio and he did not respond.
That's a surprise.
to a request for comment.
Right.
At any rate, not only do we run Amy Goodman for national news, but Tom Rowe is a real trooper and a wonderful newsman for the radio news on WGXC, and that is something you can only get if the station is able to continue operating.
That's absolutely true. All together now in the mornings from 7 to 8 a.m., just before Democracy Now, and every evening from 6 to 7 p.m. And it's all about local news or world news as it relates directly to our community here. And Green and Columbia counties, the Upper Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, and even the Capital Region. And these are just some of the things that you hear on WGXC and that community radio brings you that you are not going to get anywhere else.
And in addition to that, there are some terrific music shows, jazz and classical and all sorts of music.
Yep, we've got, and everything is unique to WGXC. These are not shows that you're going to hear anywhere else.
What sort of music do you play?
Me?
On your show.
Oh, I play music from everywhere and any era, any genre, any place in the world. Travel around the world. Music for the Masses travels around the world. Sometimes many places around the globe in the course of one broadcast, if I'm, you know, focusing on a particular era or particular genre of music, but as it's performed in different parts of the world, or of just a variety of genres and eras in one particular part of the world. I never really know until I'm in the chair and there it is.
Have you by any chance seen that video? I understand it's had 25 million hits now, of the young girl in Texas with her ukulele.
Yes.
Playing what a girl can't do. And how sorry I feel for the boys. It really is to be recommended, isn't it?
Yeah, people are responding. I think that's, you know, one of the things that, you know, when we live in strange political times, it usually inspires artists to respond. You know, that's what art is for, to respond. So there's a lot of really interesting, and some of it is really powerful, responses that are happening now. And not just here in the U.S. I mean, there's, wherever there's struggle, it inspires art. And one of the things that, that I try to bring out on Music for the Masses when I'm on the air on Tuesdays is what's new in, you know, this kind of music that's coming out around the world, so that, you know, people can hear that it's not just here. That first of all, wherever we are in the world, the struggles are the same, and people's responses are going to be the same. But how it's expressed is expressed locally, expressed in whatever way the people express from wherever they are. And that's another thing about community radio. We have, like, for instance, the Hudson Valley Sound, our new music show from 2 to 3 p.m. On Fridays, is all about musicians and music from right here where we are in the Hudson Valley area. And, well, it also includes musicians from outside the area who are performing in the area. So it's a way to sort of preview if they're coming to perform. We can hear what it is that they do and create interest around that. But it's really a way of showcasing and highlighting all the amazing musical creativity that we have here, right here in this community of WGXC. So, again, you're not going to hear it anywhere else. And if this kind of programming is important to you, and if it enriches your life, then the best way that you can show us that you that it is enriching your life, and that you want to make sure that it continues to exist and continues to enrich your life, then the best way to do that is to, well, first of all, to make your tax-deductible contribution to WGXC, but to become a sustaining supporter. And that will be your way of saying, you know what, I really believe in this station, and I want to make this kind of investment. I want to make sure that, just as if you would pay a bill for Netflix or some other subscription service.
Easy Pass,
or even Spotify, you know, for pardon the expression. And you would have, for instance, maybe you would set up auto pay for those bills. Well, you can do the same thing for WGXC. And ultimately, it's going to cost you a lot less, and you're going to get a whole lot more. And it's tax deductible on top of it.
Now, suppose you wanted to find the program schedule. Is that online?
Of course it's online. WGXC.org is one of the most comprehensive and user-friendly websites I have ever experienced personally. There's so much information. We have our newsroom page. We have our schedule. Not only do we have our daily schedule that pops up, but there is a full schedule grid. It's like a full color schedule grid that can show you across the week, you know, basically our 24-hour program schedule. And it's interactive with our daily schedule. So if you click on a show on the grid schedule, it takes you to the description of that show. And then once you're at the description of the show, you can click on the broadcast. You can access the archives of any show. Going back, in some cases, 4 years. It's pretty amazing. We have our calendar, our community calendar, where you can find out, you can learn about events going on in this area, and you can also add your event.
And these live broadcasts of music shows from the Spotty Dog or places in Catskill, that will be announced.
They're announced. We also have, if you click on the upper left-hand side, there's a red tab that goes across that says Listen Now, and you can listen to WGXC. You can listen to our auxiliary web streams. You can listen to our All Together Now news broadcasts that you hear on FM at 7 in the morning and at 6 at night. You can hear 24 hours a day as a web stream on our website. And as well as the streams from our different broadcast partners and other things that are going on at Wave Farm, like the Weather Warlock and the Pond Station and things like that. You can hear local meetings that are going on. People broadcast now. They stream local meetings with our new Wave Farm app. Have you seen the Waveform app, Richard?
Well, I haven't because I have an Android and it's not quite ready for
not
my
quite ready
yet.
But have you seen it on anybody's iPhone?
I really haven't, to tell the truth.
It's an amazing thing. My iPhone is old, so it can't accommodate it. But it's an amazing invention, and it enables anybody really who has the app to become a streaming partner of WGXC. And that means that if you happen to be at a, say you're at a Starbucks, again, pardon the expression, I don't like to use brand names, but they say there are two customers just sitting there waiting for a meeting and they're not buying coffee, and the manager comes over and tells them they have to leave. And then the manager goes and calls the police, and the police come. Well, if you have the Wave Farm app, you can actually, and you set up to be a streaming partner with WGXC, you can just click on stream now, and everybody who is listening to that stream, anybody who is on the website, anybody who wants to, will hear exactly what's going on as it's happening.
Now, is there more than one stream at a time?
Sure, there are multiple streams.
I see.
And the Listen Now, it's like a menu, and you can listen to listen to more than one at the same time. It's a little cacophonous, but hey.
And so, if you were say you were the type of person who gets involved in the local town politics and you wanted to broadcast the town meetings,
absolutely. Absolutely, and we encourage people to do that. We have a few people who do, like the Catskill meeting, and I'm not sure, right? We have some regular, we have Hudson meetings and some other meetings. But yeah, if that's something that interests you, it would contribute greatly to the information that other people in the community have access to. And it's not just people in the community, basically anybody who is checking out the website from anywhere. You can have people in Uruguay or something, you know, looking at the WGXE website, and they can stream. They can hear what's going on in Catskill, New York, or Hudson, or anywhere in Greene and Columbia counties. Anybody who's streaming at the time, they can find out what's going on. It's an amazing invention. It really is. And anybody can be a streaming partner.
Well, it's something that would be fantastic if, say, every town meeting was covered, you know?
It would be. It really would be.
Because it really doesn't happen in the newspapers anymore.
Right, exactly. There's just, you know, just some of the things that WGXE and Wave Farm provide for our listeners. So if these things are important to you, and if you really grasp the value of this, I mean, it's just, you know, it's you just can't get this anywhere else. And it's community radio in general is something that you can't get anywhere else. But WGXE, I have to say, we make a special effort to be as involved and to involve and engage the community in any way possible.
And this broadcast area covers most of Columbia and Greene counties.
And not only that, even parts of the capital region, as far east as the Berkshires, and parts of Ulster and Dutchess County and Albany and plus
absolutely anywhere if you're online.
Exactly.
But if you're driving your car.
Exactly. So that number to call is 518-697-7400, and the website?
www.wgxc.org/donate.
That's that slash. It's that slash. Yeah. So, Richard, what have you got coming up, you think, like in the next, you know, few shows you've got lined
up
to you?
There are a couple of artists I want to interview. A woman whose name I forget, who had a show at the September last summer, New York artist who moved to Hudson.
The September Gallery?
September mm-hmm. Gallery, mm-hmm. and a sculptor. And we've talked about doing something. I can't think what else. Who else? But people come along. I mean,
do people approach you? Do you approach them? I mean, how do you
sometimes
usually
the
find?
Sometimes
your
the galleries
subjects.
Approach me.
Uh huh.
And you know, if they have a show that they think would be particular, or an artist they think would be particularly interesting. And sometimes I just, you know, I see something I like or hear something I like. And, I was a big Psychedelic Furs fan. Do you remember them back
then? Sure.
And so when Richard Butler had a show here, I was, you know, eager to interview him, lead singer. And so that sort of thing happens.
How long have you been on the air here at WGXE?
Since the first year of broadcasting. I mean, I was here for the barn raising whenever that was.
An original. Yeah. That's really amazing. You're still here. So there must be a reason that you're still here.
I guess there must be. It's Galen has been wonderful from the beginning, and it's such a pleasure. And Tom, too. It's just a pleasure to, you know, work with certain people. Yourself, Neva. It's nice to be around a certain kind of energy. And so that's why I stick around, I guess.
Well, but I'm sure that, I mean, I would imagine that being a programmer on WGXE has enriched your life. You know, in what ways do you...
Well, it's nice to have a project going.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a few other things. I have I'm going to do an art show at the Hudson Opera House March 12th to May 23rd, based kind of on the Hudson Athens Lighthouse, visual art, and so I'm working on that as well. But the station's an ongoing thing, and it's good to have deadlines and obligations, I think, in life. And so knowing that I have to come up with a show once a month is a good thing.
Well, you're making a contribution that, you know, that many, many people benefit from that and learn. It's educational. It's informative. You're giving exposure to artists and their work, and you're exposing listeners to these people and just the arts in general.
Yeah, and artists particularly have interesting opinions, you know. Lucio Pozzi, I've played a couple of times because of his ideas about the Hudson waterfront. Because he looks at it as an artist, you know, and not a partisan for business or a partisan against any development down there. He sort of thinks of it as a whole, you know, and the industrial contribution as much as the recreational.
Mm-hmm.
And other artists have been, you know, have come up with creative ideas about Hudson.
Well, I wanted to ask you, first of all, I just want to make sure our listeners know, people who may have just tuned in recently, this is WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. And this is our fall 2018 pull over pledge drive. I guess if it were sweater weather at this time, which ordinarily it would be, we would be wearing pullover sweaters. But we're asking people to pull over. Basically, just take a minute from whatever it is that you're doing. And if you find WGXC Community Radio to be of value to you in your life, if this station, any of our programming, enriches your life in any way, please consider becoming a sustaining supporter. This, as our pledge drives, we always ask for your tax-deductible contributions. And one-time contributions are certainly welcome. But this time around, we are specifically asking people to consider becoming sustaining supporters, which means that you dedicate a monthly amount to come directly from your whatever financial vehicle you use. And we know exactly how much we have to work with every month. And you have the satisfaction of knowing that you are making a commitment, making a long-term commitment, at least for a year.
$5 or $10 or $15 a month is not going to break the bank for most of us. I mean, you know, it's
a small amount per month, and over the course of a year, it adds up to something that's significant that we can really sink our teeth into and work with. And it will help us enormously with our operating expenses. And at this point, you know, a good 50% of our budget comes from listener support. And that's a pretty significant percentage. But we don't have corporate support and things like that. That's why this really is the voice of the community. People have a voice here that they can't have even with public radio, because we don't have any outside interests dictating our programming or what can be said or how it's to be said or anything like that.
Now, you have a background in with Pacifica, did you?
Yeah, I do. In community, not just Pacifica, but yeah, community radio in general since 1980, like the late 80s, yeah. In the first community radio station I was involved with was in Nicaragua, in Bluefields, Nicaragua. And it was called Radio Zenica, and they still exist. And it was for the entire Caribbean. At that time, they called it the Atlantic Coast Communities, but it was really on the Caribbean coast. But I guess from the colonizers' perspective, they crossed the Atlantic, you know, So they, when they got to the east coast of Central America, they called it the Atlantic coast. But Nicaragua is really sits on the east coast of Nicaragua, sits on the Caribbean. But anyway, Bluefield, sorry?
That's above Honduras. Above Costa Rica?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. So at that time, of course, that was during the original Sandinista revolution. And the Contras were very active in that area, north of Bluefields, but very active over the border of Honduras. And so this building that Radio Zanica was in had been bombed. It was it was like a shell of a building. But the people who worked there to get the news out and even to have music programming so that people had entertainment, they were so dedicated to getting that information to the community and that programming to the community that I really, I was pretty blown away by that. So I worked very hard here in the United States to bring attention to Radio Zanica and to gather resources and supplies and technology, things like that, and just money to help to support Radio Zanica. And then when I came back from Nicaragua in 1990, I approached WBAI, and I became a programmer there. And through the 90s until 1996 or so. And then I went to a Haitian community station in Brooklyn, which was a different, it was community radio very much so, but it was privately owned, and it was funded by businesses in the area.
And were they broadcasting in Haitian Creole?
They were, yes. As a matter of fact, the program that I did was the only non-Creole or French programming that they had. But it was a weekly show, Wednesday nights from midnight to 5 a.m. for 10 years.
With your eclectic taste in music.
Yeah. So, and then a couple of years after that, I moved up here and found WGXC, and here I am. So, yeah.
And you're sort of a Catskill outpost for the whole operation, are you?
Well, yeah, our Catskill studio, our satellite studio, which is housed in the Carnegie Room of the Catskill Library, which is on the corner of Franklin and Bridge Street in Catskill. We broadcast out of there every Tuesday. We call it Catskill Tuesdays. And there we're there from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. broadcasting. And it's a great experience. First of all, the Carnegie Room is just, it's filled with spirits of sort of some ancestral spirits. It's a beautiful room with a really high ceiling, and it's got a mahogany wood original detail. And it's an interesting space to be. And it's in the lower level, just past the children's library. So, you know, the people are there all the time using the library. It's a really important resource center.
And now that's original programming coming out of Catskill then, All Day Tuesday?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We start with the morning show from 9 to 11, and then we have the Music Maestro Hour on the first and third Tuesdays, and with James White, and the Forgotten Geek with Corey McCasland on the second and fourth Tuesdays, from 11 to noon, and then from noon to 2 is Music for the Masses, my own show, and then from 2 to 3 we have a public affairs program. We've got Purple House, we've got Eating It in the Hudson Valley. We've got Catskill Cabin Conversations, Backtracks in Time. And these are all monthly shows. And then from 3 to 4 right now, we have the Audio Buffet running. But we're, you know, we're always working on building our programming, and we'll see what happens with that. And then from 4 to 6 is the afternoon show. And, well, my plate's a little full right now because at the moment we don't have a regular ongoing host for the afternoon show. So I've been filling in. It's a lot of me on the air, and I'm, you know, not such a great thing. But it is what it is, and we do what we have to do to keep our programming on the air.
So you'll play some music and talk to some people and...
Yeah, play some news and some events and yeah. Well, the opportunity is always there for people who are listening who want to come and first of all, you're always welcome to stop into any of our studios, whether it's our Catskill studio on Tuesdays or the Hudson studio any day, Monday to Friday, or our Acre studio with an advance call to set up an appointment, because that studio is not always open to the public. But we welcome our listeners to come and visit our studios. It's a really important thing. You'll see how we operate, and you'll see what it takes actually to keep a community radio station going 24/7. And that number to call, by the way, is 518-697-7400 or online, wgxc.org/donate. You can be one of our 250 new sustaining supporters, or if you already are a sustaining supporter and are considering adding something to the existing amount that you have been donating, that is always welcome. By the same token, if you feel, or the other side of the token, if you feel that you your circumstances have changed, your financial circumstances have changed, and you've been giving a certain amount, but things are a little tight right now, and you really need to, you want to keep giving, but you can't give quite as much, you need to change the amount, that's fine too, you know. Having you as a sustaining supporter is the most important part of the whole thing. It means that you care enough to want to ensure that WGXC is always on your radio dial and always on your computer. That's really the most important thing. 518-697-7400, wgxc.org, or come on into one of our stations. Right now we're in Hudson, 369 Warren Street, on the 4th Street side of the building. You can see the sign right by the stairs that come right to our entrance. And, well, we're here. We're here. So every day until 6 p.m., from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., I'm starting to get tongue-tied. But come on and visit. Come on and see what it's all about. That's really, you know, that's what we ask. We just ask for people to be interested enough to want to know more. And any way that we can help you to know more, to get a deeper understanding of things, where you live, that's our mission, really. And the arts is a big part of it, and Richard Roth's program, The Passage, is a big part of that.
The artists are a big part of this town, and have been since the latest Renaissance was sort of inspired by the artists,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not the only person who's interviewing artists. I think that this time slot every Thursday is basically an art show.
Right. And on Tuesdays as well, you know, in one way or another, Purple House with Robert Tomlinson, he focuses largely on the arts community of Greene County. And Yeah, Phyllis Segura on Second Tuesdays is about eating it in the Hudson Valley, but you know the food arts, you know, yeah, and things related to that, you know. So it's all about
now. Can I
humans.
insert a recipe here? Speaking of food arts, I just learned the most interesting thing. If you take the juice off a can of chickpeas, you can whip this into a meringue and bake it like a meringue.
Really?
With some sugar and a little vanilla. Yeah.
But the juice off a can, that's basically, it's water.
It's water, yeah. And or if you cook chickpeas, you know, from dried ones, you would use the juice. But yeah, you put it in the, you know, you whisk it, and it gets as fluffy as whipped cream. It is a very...
Have you personally tried this?
I've tried it both times. It was a flop, the meringues. The first time, I think I didn't whip it long enough. And the second time, I maybe overdid it. And by that
so
time,
what happened? Did it become like hard
well,
as
the
a
first the first time, they were just little flap cookie-like things.
Uh-huh.
And the second time, they were air inside, but they had like a small layer on the bottom and a small layer on the top, filled with an inch and a half of air.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
but were they crunchy? They were
crunchy, and they were tasty.
Did you add any flavoring?
A little vanilla.
Very interesting, because yeah. I know that when you pour out the liquid in of a can of, and it's only chickpeas.
Yeah.
So there's, what is it? It's like a protein or something. It has a name, actually.
It's called aquafaba, A-Q-U-A-F-A-B-A. That's the juice of chickpeas.
Huh.
And you can use it for mayonnaise, apparently. Huh. I found all this in The Guardian a couple of weeks ago.
Amazing.
And so,
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, I think it's worth a try. It's it's sort of fun.
Vegan
meringue. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Right. For your vegan friends.
Right. I'll have to try that. But it's
so anyway.
But all beans have I don't even know what you call that. But it's a substance that when they're soaked in water,
it's kind of viscous, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, well, chickpeas are very versatile. They make a really great, like a gluten-free flour out of ground chickpeas.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, having emptied two cans of chickpeas for the aquafaba, I had a lot left, so I made a big batch of hummus.
Ah, of course. You mean you used the actual chickpeas and not just the water?
Right.
Wow.
I felt it was my duty.
Well, sure. No, we'll just dump. We'll use the water and dump the beans.
Anyway, back to...
And how did your hummus turn out?
My hummus was excellent. That's easy. back to...
And as a premium for pledging, as a new sustaining supporter, you will get Richard's recipe for hummus.
Did you ask? Yes. No problem. Well, do you make hummus? It's one of the easy things.
I'm big on hummus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything that uses garlic,
uh-huh.
I'm in. I'm a huge... I went to the garlic festival a couple of weeks ago, so I go every year. I'm a garlic head.
Yeah,
I'm
a head of garlic too. Actually. Yeah.
Anything with garlic. And the garlic ice cream. Have you ever been to the...
No, I haven't, but did they make garlic?
Garlic ice cream.
Oh.
And people go... Oh, that's too weird, but it's with roasted little tiny minced bits of roasted garlic, and roasted garlic
uh-huh.
is sweet,
uh-huh.
so it works really well actually with vanilla ice cream. But a couple years ago, somebody had garlic cannoli cream.
Uh-huh.
It was out of this world. My goodness, and I couldn't find it this year. I don't know if I missed it or what. It's like a long activity.
George Balanchine had what he called horseradish ice cream, which was just horseradish and sour cream frozen. And it's quite a nice...
Of course, horseradish and sour cream, that goes really well together. Yeah, but you have to like the spicy, you know. Although garlic ice cream is not spicy.
Now, you said you have this food show on your Catskill schedule.
Yes, on second Tuesdays from 2 to 3 in this time slot. Eating It in the Hudson Valley. And the archives are accessible on the website, as are archives of every show. And, you know, it's interviews and recipes and the food report, which is a sort of a comprehensive compilation of, it's really about the food, the politics of food in our society, what's going on with certain regulations and what people are doing about them, and different issues related to food and access to food. And yeah, it's very diverse. Very diverse, and there's always some songs about food as well. So, again, the number to call is 518-697-7400 and online at wgxc.org/donate. Yeah, so this is the passage. I'm sorry, you were going to say something.
I was just going to say, do you think this would be a time to call on Tom Rowe for a little statement?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have Tom Rowe. I'm so sorry. He was going to be on the acre. Oh, that's right. We have Tom. All right, let's bring him in. Tom, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You were going to be...
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're with us. Can you hear us?
I can. I've got to figure out how to... hear you. You see, if I hear you like this, then you hear me double.
Oh.
You hear me double now?
I don't hear you double. We don't hear you double on this end. Are you hearing us double?
No, I hear you guys just fine.
Oh,
how
okay.
is everything in Hudson today? Is it still raining?
I don't know exactly what it is. It's dark and dreary, and we're in the studio, so I don't know if it's actually raining. And I apologize. You've been standing by waiting for us to...
Oh, no, I just got here a second ago.
Oh, really? Perfect timing then. Excellent. Excellent day. So, Tom, you have a special program coming up at 3 o'clock, right?
Well, we're going to hear from... I have to see the official name. What is the official name? The group from Camp Hill came to Wave Farm yesterday and made a special audio recording for us. Camp Hill Hudson Sound Explorer Group.
That sounds fun. So who were they? Who was this group? Are they kids? Are they young adults? Are they...
I wasn't here, so I can't give too much evidence, but there's a photo of them on the website. If you go to wgxc.org and you watch the photos change,
okay.
Eventually you'll find a picture of them with current Wave Farm artist in resident Aaron Dillaway, who is here for the week.
Okay. So they came yesterday and they made a recording, and that's what's going to be featured between 3 and 4 today.
Well, it's one of the things. Mostly we're going to talk about how the phone number to call is 518-697-7400, and how we are hoping that we can end the pledge drive as we know it at WGXC.
I just got a text from another one of our programmers, Jared Wijeskog from the Sugar Shack Jukebox, and he'll be in tomorrow,
right?
from noon to two, and he says, sounds like you and Tom are in the same room. You'd never know you are in different studios. And that is one of the so many things that your sustaining support will help us to continue to bring to you and to constantly make whatever improvements we're able to make. Richard Roth, of course, is in the studio with us here in Hudson with me, and Tom is in the Acre studio, and it's pretty amazing what happens here with the, you know, this is not modern technology by any stretch of the imagination that we're using here in either studio, but
I guess the important point to make is, you know, we try not to spend money whenever we can, but when we do, we try to make it spend on things that save money. You know, like recently we've updated the audio archives on WGXC automatically update about an hour or two after the show airs on the station. And so a lot of man and woman power hours before were going to putting up audio archives, and now we can work with programmers on other things rather than doing that kind of drudgery work that the computer can do now by itself.
Right, exactly. And that does make a big difference. Plus, it means that, you know, if you hear a broadcast on WGXC, or if you missed a broadcast and you want to catch up with it, or if you heard something and you were really intrigued by it and you want to hear it again, you only have to wait a few hours as opposed to a day or maybe 2 days or, you know, whenever we were previously able to get to the archiving process. Now it's done automatically. And if you just keep checking the website, you'll see in a very short time that, hey, you can listen to it again. And then you can share the link with your friends. And other people can listen to it as well. You can also subscribe to most of our shows. Is that right, Tom?
That's right. You can remix the radio however you want, with subscribing to the shows online and playing them when you want, or using the Wavefarm or WGXC app that lets you be the program director and play whatever shows you want at whatever time you want.
You know, I often, I like to send people to the website because I'm constantly amazed at how comprehensive it's the Wavefarm. It's the whole website. It's Wavefarm, WGXC, and Media Arts. But it's just there's so much going on there. You can learn not only about what's going on the radio station itself, but you can learn about what's going on in this whole community. You can learn about how you can participate in the process, the radio process, as a listener, as a volunteer, as a programmer. There are so many ways to be engaged and actively engaged with WGXC as a streaming partner. If you like to go to local community meetings, you have access to an iPhone, you can get the Wavefarm app and you can become a streaming partner. You can contribute directly to WGXC. And, of course, part of that direct participation is becoming a supporter. And sustaining support is the best way you can do that. And by calling 518-697-7400, or going online to wgxc.org/donate, you can start that process. You can be a sustaining supporter. Again, it's our pullover pledge drive, our fall pledge drive, and we are seeking to gain 250 new. We already have sustaining supporters. But we need more, so we're looking for 250 new monthly sustaining supporters.
New, or if you're a current supporter, you could up your ante there, and that would count towards the 252.
Yes, all right, additional. So this, our pledge drive it just started yesterday, so this is day two, and so far, let's see, I'm going to look at the tally here, and so far it looks like we still we still have 12 out of 250 new sustaining supporters. Well, you don't have to sell the farm to be a sustaining supporter or a supporter at all. If you can't do the sustaining thing at this time, that's okay. It's understandable. If you can make any kind of a pledge towards our overall goal of 25,000 between now and the end of the year, that, you know, that's fine. That's still tax deductible, and it is more than welcome. It will help keep us going. Richard, you're awfully quiet. You're sitting there. You do and this you're so well. Quiet.
you do so well.
That's no excuse.
I will just say one more time. WGXC.org/donate.
Well, you're a man who interviews artists, and you're an artist yourself. So, are you often interviewed?
I'm not exactly an artist.
Well, okay, you're an art presenter. Would you say that? An art presenter. So even as an art presenter, do people interview you on their radio shows?
You know, I don't think I've ever been interviewed.